But now to those child sexual abuse hearings in Melbourne, where the Royal Commission heard this morning that girls at the Winlaton Youth Training Centre were injected with the contraceptive Depo-Provera in the 1970s, despite it not being approved for use in Australia. A former superintendent of the centre has given evidence that she had no real concerns about the drug being used. Samantha Donovan is following the hearings and joins us now in Melbourne. Sam, what evidence has the Commission heard about the use of this contraceptive at Winlaton?
Well, Maryland Minister Eleanor has told the Royal Commission she arrived at Winlaton in about 1974 and she eventually rose to the position of superintendent. She's given evidence that Depo-Provera injections were introduced at Winlaton sometime in the 1970s because many of the girls were sexually active on their weekend leave or on release but didn't remember to take the pill. Mrs. Minister was quizzed about why an unapproved drug was given to the girls. Counsel assisting the Royal Commission is Peggy Dwyer.
You're aware that Depo-Provera was not released to the general public in Australia until the 1990s?
Yes.
So prior to that, its use in Australia was supposed to be restricted to research and development?
Yes.
Why then was it allowed at Winlaton for these young teenagers?
I wasn't closely involved in the whole issue of Depo-Provera. I attended various meetings where the issues were discussed, but it wasn't my responsibility, and I wasn't directly involved in making decisions about that issue.
Did it give you any pause for concern, or any concern at all, that Depo-Provera was being used on the girls when it wasn't released for general use until 1991?
No, because Winlaton management and nursing and medical staff obtained advice from many different experts on the issue of contraception and Depo-Provera in particular. And the advice, I remember reading some documents of the advice that we obtained, that it was appropriate to use in the circumstances of the young people at Winlaton.
So you were aware of the adverse publicity in relation to Depo-Provera?
Definitely. It was an ongoing controversial issue, yes.
But you say that medical advice was sought as to its ongoing use?
Yes. Advice from many experts in the field were canvassed, even from overseas.
There was some concern, wasn't there, raised by those overseas because it wasn't legal in America at that
stage? That's right. But I remember being told that it was being used in 80 countries around the world.
Do you have any concerns now when you look back on that decision-making? I appreciate it wasn't your decision, Depo-Provera, that it was used in Winlaton, wasn't when it was supposed to only be being used for research and development?
Not really, no, because I'm not aware of any adverse consequences in it. It could be that some unwanted pregnancies were prevented, so I suppose there's positives and negatives that can be thought about that issue.
That's Marilyn Minister, a former superintendent of the Winlaton Youth Training Centre in Melbourne, giving evidence at the Royal Commission today. Sam, is it clear whether the girls were asked to give their consent to these injections?
Well, Eleanor, Marilyn Minister gave evidence that girls between 16 and 18 were asked to sign a consent form. Parental consent was required, she said, for girls under 16, and where parents weren't available to give consent, it could be given by the director of what was then the Child Welfare Department. But counsel assisting the Royal Commission, Peggy Dwyer, has pointed out that the Commission has been unable to find a single consent form. And Marilyn Minister said that this surprised her.
Samantha Donovan, our reporter following those hearings in Melbourne, thank you.